Okay, everyone, it's time for us to get quiet and enjoy some music from Dallas, and we'll just take this time to settle in. So if you would mute yourselves, please.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was a wonderful way for us to begin. Good morning, everyone. My name is Susan, and I want to welcome you to Unity of Centralia, Unity Center for Positive Living, and to this gloriously sunny day, at least where I am. It's cold and crisp and fabulous. I'm going to begin by reading the daily word. And the word for today is healing. The affirmation is, I embrace the healing flow of divine life. Would you say that with me? I embrace the healing flow of divine life. If my body experiences any kind of health challenge, I turn within to release all fear and all concern as I affirm that illness is not part of my true identity. I remember that wholeness is my birthright as a spiritual being. I surrender any anxiety as I fill my consciousness with healing thoughts. My mind's eye sees each cell in my body aglow with the energy of divine life. In prayer, I express appreciation for all of my body's marvelous functions. I commit to taking time to bless my body with rest, exercise, and good nutrition. I speak affirming words of truth to encourage my body's healing response. I give thanks for the healing that I know is already on its way to me. I am grateful to receive healing and know wholeness. And from John 10:10, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. And now together we will sing Surely the Presence. Thank you. And now let's say our opening statement together. There is only one presence and one power, active as the universe and as my life, God the good. And we will sing our welcoming song. It's going to be All These Atoms, and Dallas and Linda will lead us.
Oxygen and hydrogen, do you want? As hard as it might seem to be, parts of you once a tree.
Once a fish
in the primal soup. Someone's skin, someone's food. 15 billion years ago, the Big Bang was quite a show.
Really fun. Thank you. That was great. Well, we would normally hug and shake with each other, but since we can't, we can wave. So, hi, everybody. Good morning. And I would ask if anyone has any announcements. If you do, you can unmute or raise your hand. Yeah, Tom.
One, that was awesome. That was really incredible. And nice job, Penny, on getting the lyrics. That was perfect. One, we have a board meeting tonight, after service. One of the issues we're going to be wanting input for is reopening the church. We thought we would have that this meeting. The other one is the handouts for Audrey's speaking today are shown, or I mean, a link for which is in the chat. So if you click on chat, you can get to those, but probably save it for after because you want to pay total attention to Audrey. But there it is. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Anyone's eligible to attend the board meeting if they wish. If they only have to spend some extra time here.
Okay. Well, hearing no other announcements, let's say the unity statement together. Penny, can we get that up, the unity statement?
It is.
It's up.
No.
Yeah.
Yep, we're all seeing it.
We believe in our oneness with all life and the power of love. We teach universal principles and values as taught by Jesus and others, revealing the one God presence. We practice prayer, meditation, and service to be conscious of our oneness in God. And our song of joy is next, and it is Breathe In, Breathe Out. Thank you so much. And this morning, our reading will be given by Eileen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so today I am taking another reading from one of my favorites. Many of you have seen it already, Offbeat Prayers for the Modern Mystic. A healing prayer. God, give me the faith to believe that you have the power to heal me. Reach through this seemingly impenetrable maze of belief systems and take me home. Teach me to celebrate joy more and to worship fear less. Teach me to pray with an attitude rooted in power. Help me to accept the authority of your word. Remind me that thinking about praying or assuming that you know my needs is not enough. Remind me that I must speak to you with an open, undefended heart and ask directly for healing. Then remind me to listen. Help me to make it a priority to listen to you. Make me understand the importance of our time together. I know that I need to make more time for our relationship than I do for any other relationship. Help me to act on that knowledge. Teach me to eliminate the situations and beliefs that keep me stranded from your love. Dispel the delusion that I can personally heal my deepest wounds. Grant me the humility to ask for and receive your healing. Lead my mind into your love and away from my fear. Amen.
Thank you, Eileen. And now our meditation song, Let Go of the Shore. Thank you. I'm floating and being carried. That was wonderful. And now if you would please join me in the affirmations. I am the love of God in expression. I am truly thankful for all the good I already experience. I am growing more prosperous with every day. I am healthy, active, whole, and happy. I am always growing and expanding into the fulfillment of my potential. I am at peace, knowing that everything I need comes to me in perfect time. And we will say the progressive Lord's Prayer today, followed by the Alleluia. Our Creator, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, I am. I am thy kingdom come. I am thy will being done. I am on earth even as I am in heaven. I am giving this day daily bread to all. I am forgiving all life even as I am also all life forgiving me. I am leading all men and women from temptation. I am delivering all men and women from error. I am the kingdom. I am the power and I am the glory of God in eternal, immortal manifestation. All this I am.
Okay.
As you know, we have a different speaker each week of the month. And on this second Sunday today, we are going to continue our 12 Powers series with Audrey Pitchford. And today she's going to speak about release and elimination. I'm rocking my russet today, so I'm all ready. So Audrey, here we go.
Thank you. Thank you, Susan. And before I get going, I want to say happy Veterans Day to all the veterans here in our group. And thank you. Thank you for your service. So a man was walking along the edge of the cliff and he got a little too close to the edge and slipped over the side. And on the way down, he caught a tree branch. But he looked beneath him and saw the canyon floor over 1,000 feet below, and he knew he couldn't hold on forever. So he began to yell, "Help, help, is anyone up there?" hoping that someone would be passing by on the path who could dangle a rope or something over the edge to assist him. He yelled for a long time with no response and was about to give up when he heard a voice saying, my son, can you hear me?" "Yes, yes, here I am, help me." "Okay, my son, are you all right?" "Well, yes, yes, but please help me. And who are you and where are you?" "Well, I'm God and I'm everywhere." "Oh God, if you only help me, I'll be a good person. For the rest of my life, I'll serve you and I'll worship you." "Well, let's go easy on the promises. Let's get you off of there and then we can talk. Now, here's what I want you to do. So listen carefully." "Okay, God, okay. I'll do anything. Just tell me what to do." "Okay. Let go of the branch." "What?" "I said, let go of the branch. Just trust me. Let go." There was a long pause. And then the man yelled, "Help, help. Is anyone else up there?" As Susan mentioned, today we are talking about the power of release, also sometimes called renunciation, elimination, denial, or just plain letting go. And this is part of our series on the 12 powers. Unity co-founder Charles Fillmore identified 12 spiritual attributes of the divine. And because in Unity, we believe that the divine is in each of us and in every person on the planet, we believe all these attributes are in each of us and every person on the planet as well. As some of you know, we've already talked about faith, strength, wisdom, love, power, imagination, understanding, will, order, and zeal. And in the month of November, we're talking about release. Of elimination or release is the faculty by which we release false beliefs and accomplish a mental cleansing. It is our ability to release, remove, denounce, deny, say no, and let go. And it is the power of cleansing, renunciation, and repentance. We have an affirmation, and I invite us to all say this together. I am release. I release all guilt and unforgiveness toward others and myself. I let God's peace into my life. I make room for my good. I am release. And on a side note, in Unity, another word for release is denial. And we're not talking denial like the idea of pretending something isn't there. We're talking about denial with the idea of saying something has no power over me. And typically, we say a denial followed by an affirmation, because if we're creating space by letting go of something that's not serving us, we want to fill it up with the good stuff. And this slide is a great example. The denial piece is, I release all guilt and unforgiveness towards others and myself. And then we say what we're bringing in. I let God's peace into my life. I make room for my good. As many of you know, we have some symbols representing the power of release. And in Unity, we do not interpret the Bible literally as a work of history. The events in the Bible may have occurred the way they were written down, and they may not have. But we look for the metaphysical meaning, the symbolic and deeper meaning behind the stories, and look at what do each character and what do each place represent in me. And so some of our symbols representing the power of release, first of all, the disciple Thaddeus. So Unity co-founder Charles Fillmore lined each of the 12 powers up with the 12 disciples, because Charles said that metaphysically, Jesus represents that Christ power, that divinity, that inner spark in each of us. And so each of the disciples represent one of the 12 powers that we all have. Thaddeus had a few other names in the Bible. He is also sometimes called Lebbeus. He is sometimes called Judas. And there's a distinction where when he's referred to Judas, the text in the Bible says very clearly that he is Judas, but not Iscariot. So not the Judas who betrayed Jesus. And this Thaddeus, this Judas, is also sometimes called Saint Jude, the patron saint of lost causes, which we're going to talk about a little bit later as well. Another Unity writer, Reverend Letty Hammack, identified 12 holy women representing the 12 powers. And these 12 holy women were either friends or family members of Jesus. And the holy woman she identified was Bathsheba, who in the Old Testament or Hebrew Bible was the wife of King David and the mother of King Solomon. The power of release, the color is, as Susan said, russet or brown. And the body location is the abdomen or low back. So let's talk a little bit about Thaddeus. I love his nicknames because Thaddeus and Lebbeus both mean heart or heart-centered, and also they connote courage or courageousness, which I think is great. In ancient times, a person might have two or three different names, and especially in this part of the world where the Gospels take place, people might have a Greek name and a Hebrew name. And so there is some thinking that Judas was Thaddeus's birth name, but that Lebbeus and Thaddeus were more of nicknames. And Judas was a very popular name in the New Testament times. It means Jehovah leads. There is some speculation that Thaddeus may have been the son or brother of James the Less, another one of the disciples. Perhaps he was the son of Alphaeus. He may have been the cousin of Mary, the mother of Jesus. He may have been the author of the Epistle of Jude. And like many biblical questions, some of that is not especially clear. Christian tradition holds that Thaddeus came to Jerusalem and heard the preachings of John the Baptist and was baptized by him, and then later met and became a follower of Jesus. Now, the Bible story that talks about what Thaddeus said is in the book of John, and it took place during the Last Supper. This was when Jesus was speaking to his disciples about his impending death, and the disciples naturally had some concerns and questions. And Jesus was saying, "I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me because I live, and you also will live. And on that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you." And Thaddeus had a question. He says, "Lord, how is it that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world?" And Jesus clarified, "Those who love me and keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them." In Christian tradition, many thinkers interpret Thaddeus's question as meaning he was comfortable enough in his relationship with Jesus to interrupt him and ask a question, or to be seen by his group of fellow disciples as not understanding and having some lack of clarity, and also of having a compassionate heart and wanting everyone to know Jesus. But another interpretation that I think is really interesting is that, like many first century Jews, Thaddeus was likely expecting a Messiah who would reveal himself in power and take over the world. And so metaphysically, I see Thaddeus's question as representing letting go of how I think it should be, letting go of my conception of what I think this is going to unfold looking like, and being open to what is. Since the 18th century, many Christians have prayed to Saint Jude Thaddeus as the patron saint of lost causes, in part because the Epistle of Jude stresses the importance of unwavering faith, and when all seems lost, having the faith to adhere to the divine. I think this is especially powerful when we're thinking about release, because I don't know about your experience, but I know for me, sometimes releasing and letting go and forgiveness and moving on have presented challenges. And I continue to work and learn through those challenges. As I mentioned, another symbol of release is Bathsheba, and her story is in the second book of Samuel in the Hebrew Bible. The name Bathsheba metaphysically refers to the idea of fulfillment or completion. It literally means seventh daughter or daughter of the oath. And to swear by the seven meant, in Hebrew times, declaring that something promised would be fulfilled. The number seven was sacred for symbolizing fulfillment, because God had created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh day. So this idea of completion. And I mentioned earlier that Bathsheba was the wife of King David and the mother of King Solomon. But before all that happened, she was the wife of Uriah, one of King David's generals. And as with many of our biblical stories, the details of her story are not entirely clear. There are some who believe that she was enthusiastically unfaithful with her husband, on her husband Uriah, and with King David. There are others who believe that she was a woman in a tough situation, unable to say no to a powerful king who was used to getting what he wanted. But whatever the truth, she ended up pregnant while her husband was away at war. And King David, who was used to being in charge, decided he was going to fix this by bringing her husband Uriah home from the battle and letting him have some R&R time at home. And Uriah came back from the battlefield, but was such a loyal servant to David that he refused to leave the palace and he didn't go home. And so David came up with a second plan, that he would send Uriah to the front of the battle and kill him, or allow the battle to take its course so that Uriah would die. And this is what happened. And then David brought Bathsheba into his palace, where he had seven other wives and many concubines already, and made her one of his eight wives. Now, the Hebrew Bible says that God saw all of this and wasn't very impressed. And because of this, ended up killing the baby that Bathsheba was carrying. but later forgave Solomon and Bathsheba and gave them a new child who ended up being Solomon, who later became king. Now, in Unity, again, since we don't take the Bible literally, we don't believe that God kills babies to punish their parents. I think metaphysically, looking at this story, we see the idea of having to let go of the old to embrace the new. So this first pregnancy came out of some deceit, some sneaking and creeping, as a friend of mine likes to say, where things were not entirely above board. And so what came out of that had to be released before the blessing could come forth, before Solomon, representing love and wisdom, could come forth. All right, at this point, I'm going to invite people to share with me your thoughts. So my first question, and if people are interested in sharing, I invite you to unmute and share with me, is this question: why do we let go? Why do we let go?
Can I say something?
Please.
We let go. Hi, Marriott. So that we can release suffering.
Okay, so maybe we let go to release suffering. Thank you. Yeah, grandfather, hello. And grandfather, you might be on mute still.
Let go for our own personal, spiritual, and physical, sociological, philosophical growth and development.
Okay, thank you. Our own growth on many levels, philosophical, spiritual, physical. Thank you. Thank you. Any other reasons why we let go?
You don't let go and release every now and then. All that stress just keeps building up.
Yeah. So to prevent a buildup. Thank you, Johnny. And I saw, Tom, your hand.
It is like what Johnny said. It is just taking that weight and putting it down.
Yes.
So that you can be light and float.
Yeah, putting that weight down to free ourselves. Yeah.
To create a new beginning.
Absolutely. Create a new beginning. Even physiologically, if we pay attention to our bodies, we are incapable of inhaling a new breath until we let go of the old breath. So our bodies have this wisdom, knowing that letting go is part of the cycle, part of what allows us to live.
Like even when you see the seasons, autumn lets go of the leaves.
Right. Right. It's part of nature as well. There's a letting go in nature. And I think that may be part of why we talk about release now at the time of year when the trees are releasing their leaves. So my next question for you is, what do we let go of? What do we let go of? And some of you spoke to this already. What do we let go of?
Negative feelings.
Okay.
I'm going through a book, Healing, Letting Feelings Buried Alive Never Die. So that's on the same premise of this. You replace the negative with the positive.
Right. Yeah. And one of the handouts I shared today is the feelings wheel. So we're going to talk about those, letting go of those negative feelings. Thank you, Karen. What else do we let go of?
Okay. Resentment.
Did I hear resentment?
Yes.
Yeah, resentment. Yes. Yes. That's a big life lesson for me. I'll share. Okay. What else do we let go of?
Feeling helpless. Because if you don't let go of that, you'll just keep feeling helpless.
Right. Feeling helpless. And sometimes I like to call those what are one of our Unity writers, Dr. Emily Cady called those mistaken beliefs. Yeah. So any thinking about helplessness or powerlessness, yeah, helps to let go of that. A couple other things that came to mind when I was thinking about what do we let go of. Sometimes it's just about letting go of extra stuff we have. Maybe we're downsizing and we have a bunch of belongings that are still good, but they no longer serve us and they could bless someone else by us letting go of them. Sometimes what we let go of is the idea that someone else is responsible for my happiness. I don't know if anyone else has ever had that mistaken belief. I know that I have. Oh, here's one from this week. I think we have all probably lived long enough to see multiple directions that our country has gone. And there may be times that we have to let go of election results. Maybe things don't turn out the way we had hoped, or maybe there may be situations where we don't even know yet how things are turning out that we might have to do some letting go. Yeah, yeah. All right, well, here's the most challenging question in my opinion, but I know you all will have some great ideas. How do we let go? How do we let go? What do you do that helps you, grandfather? And I know I want to hear this, grandfather. You might have to take yourself off mute. There you go.
By exercising faith.
Exercising faith. I love it. Our ability to remember that God is in everything. Beautiful. Thank you, grandfather. How else do you let go?
Meditation, meditation, meditation.
Amen, amen, amen. Yes, yes. Other techniques people use for letting go. Mariette.
I release by talking to you.
Some of you may remember Mariette is one of my good friends. We graduated from Licensed Unity Teacher School together. And I know that she is a huge blessing in my life and supports me immensely. And I'm honored to do the same with her. So yes, having a friend who we can talk to and get support from and pray together. Lovely. Thank you. Other strategies that you use to release or let go?
I'll also journal, Audrey. Mm,
mm. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. And Tom, I saw your hand again.
Developing a habit or routine that replaces the one to be released in time.
Yeah. Yeah, putting something in place of that thing that I'm letting go of. And it's kind of connecting back to that idea of if we say a denial and we release something, what are we going to put in its place? Right. Yeah. So I always have this running joke that instead of like doing emotional snacking, I want to do like emotional sit-ups. So if I'm feeling the urge to snack, maybe I'll run over and do some sit-ups. That hasn't quite happened yet, but I still aspire to it. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Tom. Thank you. Well, I wanted to share a strategy that I used earlier in the year to release something that I needed to release. So in January, my stepdaughter shared with our family that she was having a baby. And I was so excited for her and so grateful because she has always wanted to be a mom. And I also felt some dread because I knew that I had some issues that I needed to work on about my own thinking and feelings about not having kids of my own and about being a step parent. And I had been putting off addressing these issues for at least 20 years, maybe 30. And I realized that this was the year to address those issues. So one of the strategies I used first was recognizing willingness that I knew this might not be easy, but that I wanted the good that I thought would be at the other side of this for me. In addition to prayer and meditation and journaling and support from friends, some other strategies that I used included mindfulness. So getting back to what Karen mentioned earlier about looking at our feelings, there's a great writer named Marshall Rosenberg who wrote Nonviolent Communication. And he talks about sometimes it's difficult for us to identify feelings and we might come up with something that's not really a feeling, like I feel victimized, which he says is not a feeling, but an assessment of how we think other people are treating us. And so one of the handouts I included for today is the feelings wheel, where we can look at that if we're not sure and say, wow, I'm feeling scared or angry or horrified or appalled or disgusted or whatever the feeling may be. And then in unity, because we know the power of saying, I am, an alternative to saying, I am angry is saying, I have anger in me. And this comes from Thich Nhat Hanh, another great teacher. And if we are able to say, I have this emotion in me, it allows us to acknowledge the feeling and feel it, but also remember that we are larger and greater than that experience. In partnership with my dear friend Mariette and other friends, I also was able to develop some compassion for myself, for where I was at on my journey, for my struggles in the past, and for my goal. I also realized that I had some thinking around forgiveness as a should, that I should forgive, that I should let go. And I don't know about you, but shoulding myself usually doesn't help me progress. And so letting go of that idea of forgiveness as a should, but thinking about how can I explore this more deeply. I think another beautiful thing about talking about release in the month of November is this is also the month where we celebrate gratitude and appreciation, both with Veterans Day and with Thanksgiving Day coming up later in the month. And so using gratitude for healing from resentment, from old hurts, I think can be very powerful. I'm very grateful for the healing journey that I went on earlier this year. And a part of me is still a little surprised that I uncovered some of the mistaken beliefs and old feelings that I did, and also surprised at what I was able to forgive of others and, most importantly, of myself. I found some beautiful quotes while I was working on this talk from Lewis B. Smead's ethicist and theologian, "To forgive is to set a prisoner free and discover that prisoner was you." And also from Paul Lewis Bowes, "Forgiveness does not change the past, but it does enlarge the future." I know we all have this gift of spiritual release. And so my hope is that we all continue to explore this gift this month and think about what can I let go of that maybe I no longer need, which isn't serving me, but may serve others. How can I make room for my good? How can I open myself to greater appreciation? And most importantly, what can I do to allow myself to have a fuller expression of life? Thinking back to that breath, that if I don't let go of the out breath, I literally cannot bring in that in breath. And that helps connect me to divine life. I invite us to say our affirmation again together. I am release. I release all guilt and unforgiveness toward others and myself. I let God's peace into my life. I make room for my good. I am release. And I want to share before we move into meditation that I'm going to be doing something a little different today. For our meditation, I'm going to be playing a video. And this video is a practice that I follow. It's called progressive muscle relaxation. And this will actually give us a felt experience in our bodies of what it feels like to hold on and what it feels like to let go. The video is about 15 minutes long. just in case anyone likes to know how long these things are going to last. And something that I think is really interesting about this practice is that studies of progressive muscle relaxation have shown that people who practice this regularly have improvements in their resilience, concentration, positivity, self-esteem, spontaneity, and creativity. So again, another great plug for releasing and letting go. While the video is playing, you might make various choices. You might decide to watch it. The pictures are, they always remind me of the anatomy charts at the doctor's office because they're trying to focus on helping people understand what muscle to look at. Or you might decide to keep your eyes closed. You might decide to turn off your video if you don't want people watching you doing these movements. And I do want to say before we get started that if the movements are not something that would be healthy for your body, please don't do them. There's a couple that they have for the neck, which I personally skip. You know your body better than others. And so please, if the video is suggesting something that you just think, I don't think that's a good idea, please listen to that inner guidance. At the very end, the speaker invites us all to do a countdown from 5 to 1. And so what I will do at that point is I will do a countdown using Unity's 5 basic principles so that we can all come back together. Any questions on what we're doing before we get rolling with the video? I see Penny's cat's gonna help her out. All right. So I'm adjusting my audio settings.
Begin by allowing your body to get more comfortable wherever you are right now. Take some full, slow breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. Allow any distracting thoughts to come and go as if you're watching them floating down a stream, and guide your attention back to your slow and easy breathing. When you're ready, breathe in and make a tight fist with your right hand. Hold and focus on what that tension feels like to you. Now, breathe out and release all the tension in the fist. Let your hand become nice and loose. Again, make a tight fist with the right hand and hold it. Then, let the tension and the hand relax fully. Focus on what your hand feels like to you when it is relaxed. Next, slowly breathe in and bring your right forearm up to your shoulder and tighten your upper arm. Hold. Now, breathe out and release. Again, make a muscle with your right arm. Hold. And focus on what the tension feels like in your upper arm. Now, breathe out slowly and relax your arm. Breathe in. And now, make a tight fist with your left hand. Hold the tension. Exhale. And release. Let the tightness and discomfort flow all the way out of your hand. Again, make a tight fist with your left hand and hold. Exhale and release. Breathe in again and bring the left forearm up to your shoulder to make a muscle. hold, and focus on the tension in your arm. Slowly breathe out and release. Notice how that feels. Again, make a muscle with your left arm and hold it there. Now exhale and release. Now take a long breath in and raise your eyebrows as high as they will go. Hold. Exhale and release, letting relaxation smooth across your forehead. Breathe in again and raise your eyebrows as high as they will go. Hold. Release and breathe out slowly. Next, squeeze your eyes tightly shut and make a tight smile. Notice how that tension feels. Breathe out and release, relaxing your eyes and cheeks. Breathe in again and squeeze your eyes closed. Hold. Exhale and release the tension. Now, slowly open your mouth wide and hold it there. Exhale and release. Notice what that feels like to you. Again, open your mouth and hold. Release and breathe out slowly. Next, slowly and carefully, pull your head back as though you are looking up at the ceiling. Hold. Exhale and slowly return your head to whatever position is most comfortable to you. Study what that relaxation feels like to you. Again, breathe in and pull your head back slowly. Hold. Exhale and slowly release. Inhale and push your shoulders up towards your ears. Hold them there for a moment. Exhale and release. Let all of the tightness flow completely out of your shoulders. Again, breathe in and bring your shoulders up. Hold them there for a moment. Exhale and release. Let all of the tightness flow completely out of your shoulders. Now, breathe in and push your shoulder blades back, trying to almost touch them together. hold that tension. Now, exhale, letting your shoulders and chest relax all at once. Again, push your shoulder blades back and your chest forward. Hold. Release and breathe out slowly. Breathe in slowly. And now let your chest and stomach expand all the way, like a balloon filling with air. Hold. Slowly exhale, releasing all the tension from your chest and stomach. Again, breathe in fully and let your stomach and chest push out. Exhale and release. Next, tighten your thighs so that you're pushing yourself up a bit out of your chair and hold. Exhale and release. Taking note of what it feels like in your upper legs. Again, tighten up your thighs and hold. Exhale and release. Now, slowly pull the toes on your right foot up toward your shin, stretching your calf muscle. Hold the tension. Exhale and release. Again, pull your toes up, tightening your calf muscle, and hold. And release. And breathe out slowly, noticing what that right foot now feels like to you. Breathe in, and now curl the toes of the right foot downwards, and hold that tension. Exhale and release. Again, curl the toes of your right foot downwards and hold. Exhale and release, and study what that feels like. Next, slowly pull the toes on your left foot up toward your shin, stretching your calf muscle. Hold the tension. Exhale and release. Again, slowly pull your toes up, tightening your calf muscle, and hold. Exhale and release. Breathe in, and now curl the toes of the left foot downwards. Hold. Exhale and release. Again, curl the toes of your left foot downwards and hold. Breathe out slowly and release. You have done a great job going through this relaxation exercise. Continue to take some slow, easy breaths. For the next few moments, just notice what your body feels like and enjoy the success you've had in being able to relax your body. Keep that feeling with you throughout the day and remember how good it can feel to be relaxed in your body. Whenever you're ready, take some time to slowly wiggle your muscles around a little. Then count backwards from 5 to 1 to end this exercise.
Five, we live the truth we know, and we practice release in our lives. Four, we pray and meditate to remember our oneness with God, and whenever we need support or a reminder of our ability to release. Three, we recognize the creative power of our thoughts. We use our minds wisely. We easily discern what is ours to let go of and how to let go. Two, we and all humanity are inherently good. We know we all have this gift of release in us and that others have it as well. One, God is all good and everywhere present in what we hold on to and in what we release and in the experience of practicing release. And so it is. Amen.
Thank you, Audrey. So many gems. It's now time for our offering. And because we are no longer able to do this in the church, we certainly appreciate all the offerings that have come to us through the mail. And I just would remind you that anything you'd like to send can come to 800, to the Unity Church at 800 South Pearl Street in Centralia, 98531. Also, we certainly thank everyone for all the ways that you give of your time, talent, and treasure. So let us say our offering prayer together. If you have your offering with you, you could hold it in your hand. Divine love through me blesses and multiplies all that I am, all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive. And together we can say our blessing of thanks. We bless these gifts and send them forth to heal, bless, and prosper. They are evidence of our faith and belief. They do good work in the world and return to us multiplied abundantly. And so it is. And if you would like to focus our collective group healing energy for someone, just speak out their name or hold them quietly in your heart. Beloved Mother, Father, God, we ask for the highest and greatest good for our brothers and sisters and endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing all is in divine order. Amen. And we will say our prayer of protection together. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well.
Okay.
Okay. And we'll form our imaginary circle and sing our peace song. And Linda, so much for all of your music, for your great selections, and for your energy. Thank you, thank you. And Audrey, thank you for your wonderful addition to our 12 Power study. This was really great. Thanks a lot. And Eileen, thank you for your reading. And who did I forget? Tom and Penny, thank you so much for all the technical things. We couldn't do this without you. Thank you. Thank you. And for next week, our speaker will be Grandfather Roy Wilson. So come and hear him. And you're all welcome to stay for the board meeting right after this. So feel free to visit for a bit. And then
thank you.
Jerry will Bye-bye. Call the meeting to order, I guess. He's our fearless leader.